Welcome you as chair. I'm Dave Clifton for the viewing audience. And we're going to go around the room. I'd like to start first of all with Michelle, our vice chair. If you would introduce yourself, and then we'll move up the table.
Sure. Hi, I'm Michelle McGee, and I'm the vice chair. And if
you Ross Miller, assistant secretary.
Diane Lusardi, secretary.
We have our guest.
Tom Hetzel, guest.
Ken Michael, business committee.
Michael Good, marketing and communications committee.
Dale Carister, community relations committee chair in absentia. Sorry. But I'm back. I'm here. Here I am.
Jeanette Camara, treasurer.
I'm Chris Ventresco, yearbook and photography.
I'm Amanda Hurley. I'm the event coordinator for the first day event.
Wonderful. I'd like to know, yes, Diane.
Before you go forward, on the minutes, you said you're not the chair of the parade?
Right.
Not of the parade. That's
is
Corey.
It's just Corey?
It's Corey, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, his name is spelled incorrectly. It's Ahonen, and okay. Anne-Marie is Taylor.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions or comments regarding the minutes? Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dale. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye, just raise your right hand. All those opposed? Nobody opposed, the motion is carried. And the minutes of, September 26th have been approved. And Diane, we ask you to do the appropriate posting, if you would. The next item on the agenda is to talk a little bit about some of our past meetings, some of the meetings that are planned. I know our next meeting is scheduled for November 11th. It will be here at the Quesett House. And just to make it easier for you, it's the fourth Tuesday of the month. And I appreciate you folks giving the time because we are having some meetings in between. Because as we said a while back, it is our hope and intention by the end of 2023 that we know exactly what the events are, where they're going to be held, how much are they going to cost, and of course we want to have a budget in place. I know that Jeanette, our treasurer, has given us a suggested budget by means of what we've already suggested or approved. So we'll be hearing constantly from her as we continue to meet. But I'm hoping that at some point in time we can get our fundraising started. That's on the agenda tonight for us to talk about. And I know that we'll hear from Mike Good later on regarding the logo contest. And Michelle is she's the signature event coordinator for all of the events that are taking place. But we'll be hearing periodic updates from whether it be the parade, the fireworks, the bonfire, the picnic, all the events that we have come up with and planned. Now's the time for us to rock and roll. And if there are folks out in the community that need to touch base with us, please do so because we want to try to move things along. And as I've said many times, it seems like 2025 is a long ways off, but for our planning committee, those appointed that are voting members and those that join us, you folks are just as important to us because you're doing a lot of work in the planning stages. So let's go on to reports. The chair report, I'm going to pass some material out.
Dave, before you move on, meetings held and meetings planned, did you want to discuss doing more meetings in 24. It's something you had brought up.
Go ahead, bring it up.
Do you want a motion to have...
I know you and I want, and yeah, maybe a motion might be in order. And maybe you should tell the committee why we feel that we need those extra meetings.
So we felt we were super productive by having two meetings a month over the summer. And so we were talking about perhaps keeping the very same schedule of the second Wednesday, fourth Tuesday. Is that right?
It was the second Tuesday and fourth Wednesday.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, tonight's Tuesday. So it would be fourth Tuesday, right?
The fourth Tuesday is our regular meeting.
Right, so the second Wednesday and the fourth Tuesday, right?
We can do Wednesday if it's okay with everybody else.
That's what we were doing before. I mean, we can definitely change it. I mean, we can do it. What do you think? Is that a good night? I mean, do you want to...
I can't do second Wednesday. We have Lions meetings.
Okay, and we have a couple Lions. I don't know. Maybe we should do second Tuesday and second.
Anybody have any conflicts? Tuesday.
Let's step back a minute, please. We're talking about having additional meetings.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of meetings are we talking about? Are we talking about voting meetings, non-voting meetings, brainstorming meetings? What are we talking about here?
We're talking about committee meetings, voting meetings.
Voting meetings.
Because we don't really need a motion
voting,
for other
okay, so
meetings.
Voting meetings is the first thing. So that's what we're talking about doing.
Right.
But are we also talking about having a non-voting meeting during those months in 2024?
I don't think that the committee has to vote on that. So we.
I'm not talking about votes. I'm talking about the number of meetings. I'm just trying to get to
we haven't discussed that.
Okay. So
we had non-voting members during the summer. We felt that it was important to discuss things and not wait till the end of the month.
No, we had voting meetings during the summer.
Well, we had some, but we also had some that weren't.
We had 3 months where we had two voting tricentennial committee meetings per month. In September, we went back to one. The proposal is to go back to two for the year 2024. I'm hoping we don't have to meet at all in 25, but.
We not only had a couple of non-voting members, but we made them optional.
Are you talking about members or meetings?
Meetings.
Non-voting meetings, I think, is what you mean.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's what I was asking.
And we can have those at any time, Dave.
That's
and
right.
Ken and I had a meeting last week.
Like the open house, you know?
I understand.
The remainder of 2023, we had just asked the committee to hold that second Wednesday. Like, not if we had to make a motion to have an official meeting, that's when we would aim to have it. But we were asking people to just kind of like hold it and maybe do tricentennial work or have an open house. But the motion is to have two meetings a month beginning in January going through December of 2024, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. That's the motion.
Second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Correct.
Who made the motion?
Me.
We have a second.
Second.
A second by Ken. Any more discussion?
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Oh,
yes, go ahead, Diana.
Diana
first, and then we'll go to Mike.
Okay. The fourth Tuesday will be the voting meeting.
No, they both will be.
They'll both be voting.
Is it necessary to have the first one a voting meeting? Why couldn't that be just an open meeting with discussion, brainstorming, and whatnot, and it wouldn't be televised? Because if it's a voting meeting, we have to be televised.
Mm-hmm.
And as we discovered that when it's not televised, we talk about things with in our own group that may be sensitive or whatever, and not necessarily for everybody to see. Or, and then the fourth Tuesday, we reiterate what happened on the second Tuesday and vote on the issues. That's my thought.
So
okay, we're going to go Mike first, and
I'd like to speak to her question, and that is that I think the necessity for it is that we only have 12 decision-making days in 2024, and I don't think that's enough. That's my answer. Go ahead, Mike.
I agree with that.
So
Mike?
I guess what I was going to say is if we could just commit to doing the first 6 months, at least.
I guess it's fine to just put the meeting on the docket, right? In the worst case scenario, we'll probably run into what actually happened in the summer. There will be ones where we can't have quorum. We don't have the folks there. I was thinking, as before I got to talk, I kind of answered my own question. The subcommittee should be off doing their own thing mm-hmm. anyway. So the bulk of the work is more of just a check-in meeting. But I guess early on in the year, we should do two voting meetings because maybe there is going to be some stuff we need to have an agreement on. So I just talked myself through it. Thanks for being there.
So I would say we can. I would say that we can definitely, you know, reword the motion. However, my major concern is that there's going to be a lot of monetary decisions that are going to be made, and waiting 30 days between those, and I imagine those are going to be a lot more imperative at the end of next year than the beginning.
Still not being able, and that will be the week no one can show up, so at least you have two shots at the...
That's right. So, because we cannot spend money without a quorum and a vote as such. So I think that 12 meetings in 24 is probably not going to get that done.
Anybody else got any discussion? I have a suggestion. How about a non-voting meeting on the second Tuesday for the year 2023? Make it optional. And then once 2024 comes, we have voting meetings on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month until our celebration year.
Well, I think we already have that. We already asked everybody to hold that other date, right?
Say that again?
We already have that. We already asked everybody to hold that date for a non-voting meeting. And there's only two left, and one we're proposing to have an open house. So it's only the second Wednesday of November, and if you can decide tonight if you want that to be voting, non-voting, work on your own. I mean, it's only a couple weeks away, so.
Well, we have a motion on the floor. We got a second.
Clarification.
We had some discussion. You want clarification?
Yes.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Michelle.
Clarify that.
What? Clarify what?
The motion.
Your motion.
Oh, the motion was that we have two tricentennial committee meetings per month in 2024 on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And I don't know who seconded.
I did, and it's voting meetings.
Voting meetings.
Just to be clear.
Okay. Tricentennial committee meaning voting members.
Yep. Okay, I think we got a motion on the floor. We got a second.
Second.
All those in favor, raise your right hand. If you're a lefty, you can raise your left. It's unanimous, and the motion is carried. Let's go back now to the agenda and committee reports. One of the things that I would like to get our committee to approve is the concept of providing pole banners in the center of town. We have 22 light poles, and I'm going to ask Chris if you pass these around. It's a copy of the information that I'm recommending. As I said before, time goes by pretty fast, and before you know it, I don't expect to put the pole banners up during the year 2023. I'd like to get this concept and everybody behind it so we can start designing what the banner would look like. And to get the official approval from the director of DPW. Because he has communicated with me. He believes that it's doable.
For sure.
It gives you the size of the banners. And now I'd like to show you what the banner might look like. And I got two versions. Of course, I have the town seal on the banner, but we're going to replace that with the logo when it's decided. What I need you to do is to approve the concept and take a look at what I'm talking about. I put it in writing. And because I've done it before, I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. I wanted to share whatever experience I have with that committee. Why are these important? We've already agreed in fundraising to give a free banner to major donors.
Thank you.
I'm talking about someone who donates $25,000, $15,000, and $10,000. Everybody else would buy their own banner, and guess what the cost would be? $300, which rhymes in with our anniversary celebration. Now, this free banner gives them a little bit of promotion. When would the banners go up? They'd go up in 2024, not in the beginning of the year. But halfway through, the banners will be completed. They'll go up on the poles, and they'll be up during the year 2025. The only time they would come down is if we had heavy snowstorms or hurricanes or something like that. That might be considered. We're asking DPW to put the banners up. We're asking Southeast Regional Vocational Technical High School to consider printing them. And of course, the banner is very simple. Half the banner says Town of Easton or Easton 300 without the TH. And then underneath it gives the years, 1725 to 2025. And on the bottom of the banner would be the sponsor. In one case, it says Bank of Easton. The other case, it says Northeast Savings Bank. We're going to talk more about the fundraising sponsorship when we get to fundraising on our agenda. But I'd like to ask you to look at that sheet of paper. Tell me how you feel about it. And of course, it's something that rings a bell, especially during the holidays when the town of Easton has the lights. It looks like they're celebrating something, has been during the holidays. Looks terrific. All we want to do is to add that to it and ask you to consider. I mean, we could put this off until it's time, but I'd like to know how you feel about the pole banners. We're telling sponsors when we start that they get a banner that will push their name and thank them for participating. Go ahead, Mike.
So when you say there's 22 light poles, and you say downtown Main Street, Easton, is that, that's it? Because there is Southeastern, there is other parts of the town. And I understand that that lends itself towards banners, but like over by the monument, or just the rest of the town. So again, I'm on board with the banners. I love the banner idea. I'm just wondering.
Dave Fields has talked to us about a smaller banner on the light poles.
Okay.
He wasn't in favor of the heavy banner, the large one. But he's also talking to the utility people about being able to put the large banners on the poles. Wouldn't it be nice if we could use the same banner and not have different sizes? In other words, somebody who donates $1,000, they buy the banner for $300. They got a bigger banner than someone who paid $25,000. So I think there's a lot of merit in using the same size banners. Go ahead, Michelle.
I think it's too early to talk about this. I think we should research different options. One of the options that the Lions have used for the holiday festival is wind wavers. If anybody is familiar with that, it looks like it sticks in the ground. It looks like a great big, it's a banner. It's shaped like this, and it goes into the ground. So you don't have to deal with light poles. You can move them around to different locations in town. I just think that without a decision from DPW or a logo yet, we should kind of kick this can down the road. That's my feeling about it.
My personal feeling is your idea is a good one, and I think we could do that anyways to add some spark to the celebration. I'm asking the committee to approve the concept, and we'll get that to later, and at a later date we can make changes if we have to.
Do you have any costs on it, Dave?
Hmm?
Do you have costs on this?
I have an approximate cost. $300 per banner would pay for the banner and
that's
the hardware.
That's what it would cost us?
Yeah, pay for the banner and the hardware. And if you get it free.
And that's through who? Who is the $300 amount from?
It's from my experience of doing in the past.
So we'd have to kind of shop around different printers.
And that was 90 banners that I did in the past. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, a couple questions and then a comment or two.
what would the expectations that these banners would be displayed during the year 2025, I presume, or?
The end of 2024. Start putting on to get people excited about the celebration.
How long do you think that they would keep these up? Is it like throughout the year 2025? Is this something in a shorter period? It's not something we have to decide now. I'm just trying to get an idea of what you
were
thinking about.
From my experience, halfway through 24, the banners went up.
And then
leave them up for 2025.
So I presume part of the value of this is making some decisions sooner rather than later is to assist in the fundraising efforts, right? In other words, it's something we're able to tell potential sponsors that we're going to be doing. So at some point in the relatively near future.
And it's a key for a guy like Ken, who's the business relations person, that he can help sell some of those to people that want to be part of it. I didn't have too many that said no. It was truly amazing, but when you take a look at the center of the main street, it's all lit up, especially during the holidays. It's terrific. Those banners just add a little bit to it, gets them thinking about it. And we haven't ironed out the details of the banners. It was my intention to give the banners back to the people who bought them so that they can keep the banner and say thank you to them for donating to the cause.
So I just have two other comments, if I may, on this. First of all, I agree with Mike said we have to make sure that this doesn't become just a northeastern Main Street thing. We really need to make sure we include, for example, like whether it's Furnace Village, Five Corners, mm-hmm. where the monument is, and so forth, so it's, you know, a celebration for the entire town. Mm-hmm. And I like the mock-ups that you've done on this. I mean, I would suggest Easton 300. I like the idea of the dates, and then whether it's a logo or the clock. And then how about like a thank you to our sponsor? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the probably their logo.
Something along those lines. Yeah. However, do they whether they have a logo or the name or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But businesses may or may not.
I didn't originally when I did this before, Dale. I didn't put logos down. Some had them, some didn't. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to be consistent, and I wanted to be consistent in terms of the size of the banners. It doesn't all happen right away. That's why I'm asking for your support on the concept so that eventually we'll be ready to roll and not have to have another meeting to discuss that. Go ahead, Michelle.
I think, I think this probably calls for like a marketing meeting, and we should probably hash this out there, because another idea would be to have on the banner how many years that business has been in town. So kind of, you know, Easton 300 years, Fernandes Lumber, you know, 52 years. So I just think there's a lot of options, and it's something that we should discuss in subcommittee and involve the business relations committee as well to find out what their thoughts are as far as who gets one, who buys one, and how we tackle that.
Chris, are you going to hand up next?
Yeah, quick question. What is the material that the banners are made of? Do you know?
I don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
But they have windbreakers in them.
Polyester.
They have two-sided banners. And they're not just cardboard. I mean, they last for the entire time that they go up. Okay. The thing that that I think about, we voted $30,000 for putting up a billboard to promote it, which we're not ready for it now anyways. But these pole banners, they stay up, they go back to the people who bought them. And we know of a number that are going to buy into it just by their donations. And there's no reason why we can't approve the concept, but still go back to the committees to discuss details of it.
So are you looking for a motion?
I'm looking for a motion.
To what?
To approve the concept of having pole banners, not just maybe in the center of town, but we also put them at the school sites. We put one at Town Hall so that people could see those. Not necessarily in the center of town.
I make a motion that we consider pole banners for the years 2024 through 2025 with a lot of work to be done about it, but to consider having the banners.
I'll second that.
A motion by Diane, seconded by Michelle.
I have a question.
Question, yes.
So does a motion to consider do anything?
To consider.
Right, but what I guess I'm getting at, does it do anything? I think, Dave, what you're looking for is a motion to approve the concept that the committee is approving,
exactly,
the concept of doing some form of a pole banner with all the details to be worked out in the future.
Correct.
Right? And the idea is to perhaps then use that for whether it's for Ken's work or whether it's for fundraising, just the general idea we're going to be doing some form of a pole banner subject to approval from the town, right?
Correct. And I say this because I don't want to be going talking to people, and Ken doesn't want to do this as well. And I think that Courtney is chair of the fundraising sponsorships. They want to be able to make sure that we do what we say we're going to do. And I think that at least we approve the concept and not change our mind after we've already made a decision. Yes,
so
Michelle.
I would say we're not ready to make that decision. I unless you want to change the word pole banner to, you know, advertisement, I don't think we don't even have approval from the town to put up pole banners. So, I mean, I can vote in favor of we do something for advertising for the businesses, but I think it's too early to commit to that.
But have you received approval from Dave Field?
No.
Semi-approval from Dave Field. He feels it's doable, it can be done.
Okay.
He's just working something out with the utility companies to see what they agree. It seems to be a break in what's in the past history. I know they have something coming up in the town that has to do with veterans that will be going up. So
does
go ahead, Mike.
So, I've never noticed. Does Eason actually do like the soldier, like it's in other towns when you could
yeah.
picture the type of picture?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So we don't have any track record with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I'll just say, like, I'm 100% on board with this down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be used as a means to create buzz. I think it's kind of like a part of the 2025 decorations, so to speak.
True.
I think that once I think we will end up doing this. I think that there's a lot of work to be done, but at some point what we should be able to do early in 24 is get approval, have a conversation about who's doing logistics, where they would go, Dave Field tells us what poles we can and can't use, all that stuff, because then we can turn to Courtney and the business relations group to say, here's a product you can sell for 2025 as a part of your fundraising. But I think it's too early. I think I really want to know where these would go, because again, I just keep thinking about we're going to do 22 banners down Main Street, and I get it, that's the center of town, that's where people go and all that, but we got to start thinking about, and I think we do, but think about the rest of what you're doing in one area should kind of be sprawled out a little bit.
I also would be more of a proponent to do them down Center Street, since that's where our parade's going to be. But that's
for
just
both,
another
yeah.
idea. So I think it's just kind of early.
Well, I've always thought of it as being late. And I say that because in most towns in the area that have these anniversary celebrations, they do the banners up front. They do the fundraising up front, and they do the logo up front. It's the first three things that they seem to endorse. But I'm willing to go along with whatever the committee majority decides. I'm just thinking that we need to get started. The more things that we get up front and behind, we've already told people they're going to be banners. I mean, that's in the things that we're telling people who are officially donated. So go ahead, Dale.
Would it make sense just to table consideration of this until we hear back from Dave Field about what the options are, perhaps after he can report back to us what is feasible, and then we can perhaps take a vote at that point? Would that make sense? I think it sounds like folks are in favor generally of the concept.
Either that or you approve it conditioned upon receiving approval from Dave Fields.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I was kind of wondering about, I was thinking of making that kind of a motion as well, but what I was wondering is, will we be hearing back from Dave Field as to sort of what the options are at that point. In other words, and then we have a little more concrete information about what type of banners could be done and what type of poles.
Yeah, but that's all detailed, Bill. The rest of that stuff, I think what we're really talking about here is, are we all in favor or in majority in favor of having banners? We can get to where they go, how big they are, what they're made of, etc. After we all decide that that's what we're going to do, subject to approval.
Yeah, I don't think we need a vote for that, though, because
I don't know. I'm just raising the
everybody point. Here seems to be in approval, so.
That's right. So we can have that. If you need a vote, we take the vote. This is a voting meeting. Otherwise, let's move on.
Right. Do I retract the motion? Or do we vote on the motion?
No, we haven't voted. But we. So we can have, there was a motion made, I believe someone seconded it.
To approve.
There was a motion made by Dan and seconded by Michelle.
So to approve the concept of the banner conditional on the DPW.
No, it was to consider it.
That's the addition, that's the amendment to what was said.
Okay, approve the concept of the banner.
So motion and second, so shall we have a vote?
Yes.
Second by Michelle?
Yep. That was on the first motion.
Can we just have a clarification what the motion now is?
Approve the concept of pole banners.
And subject to approval from DPW director.
Dave Fields, yeah.
Okay, so that be your motion?
That will be my motion.
Okay, I'll second that motion, or Michelle will second that motion.
Okay, subject to approval from the DPW Fields. Subject to approval.
Okay, it seems like we had a lot of discussion. Let's call for the vote. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Those not in favor of, it's unanimous. Motion is carried. Moving along at a rapid pace, I know that we're kind of locked into 7:45 here at the Quiset House, and we can't thank them enough for providing the facility and the chairs and tables. I did want to, before I pass this over to Michelle, she has a vice chair report. I wanted to kind of get an understanding from a committee and those in attendance. We have a couple of other sites that may be possibilities to meet at where we might be able to stay a little later. I'm talking about Southeast Regional School. I'm talking about Portland State Park. They have boardrooms and tables and chairs and stuff. How do you folks feel about visiting certain places to meet? I know we're talking about twice now. Any comment or suggestions?
I could utilize the railroad station if need be for at least one of those meetings.
What station, Ken?
The railroad station, the Historical Society. We could utilize that because we have a large room there, assuming there are no...
That wouldn't be on the tracks, right?
No, this would be on the tracks, Dave. And, you're going to be tied to the track.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it will be me.
Seems that's a very appropriate.
I just made the choice. Don't volunteer.
Seems like a very appropriate place to have meetings.
Yes,
there.
Yes. However, I would like to add that I would not like the meetings to be much longer.
So, yeah. Now, I like the hard out.
Yep.
I think we'd like to keep them short if we can, but sometimes we may run over. Okay,
can
you check that out again?
Well, I can tell you that unless there's something going on there, we could utilize it on a Tuesday evening. And then it's up to me to throw you all up.
I'm thinking about the extra meeting that we have.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So, question. We are final two meetings this year, that fourth Tuesday. We've booked this here. We don't have a meeting on the second Tuesday or Wednesday in November and December. Do you want me to book Quiset at all for 2024 or... not.
I think we should book it for the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay, I will check with them. And
then we'll find another location. I think some folks, like Jeanette, we came to the Bank of Easton for our summer meetings, and we appreciated that, but there are other folks out there would like us to come and meet there. And especially, I think even the Northeast Savings Bank has a terrific conference room. Give them a shot at it as well. So keep that in the back of your mind. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Go ahead, Michelle, Vice Chair's report.
I really don't have a Vice Chair report. I have two other reports. One I can speak to now. It's under Dale's Community Relations about the open houses. And the other one is the Events Committee, which I actually don't see on the agenda. So I can wait until those come up or do the events now or however you want to handle it, Dave.
Well, event coordinator reports are on the agenda.
But that's Amanda, right?
No, it's any coordinator, and you head up the coordinator, so we expect you to report. Do you want to do it then?
Yeah, I can do it then. Yeah.
Okay, that was a brief report.
Yep.
I'd like to have you, Michelle, if you want to say something, or maybe Ken. The three of us were at the open house.
Well, I was going to discuss
I was going to discuss that
when we get to my report.
And Diane and Roz were too.
Yeah. And Jeanette.
And Amanda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda. Mm-hmm.
Because our attention is to plan one also in next month, December.
So
December.
We can do that now because. No offense, Dale, but you weren't even there, so we'll take over your whole community relations. So since most people in the room were there, you know that it was a great success. It was, we had it at Frothingham Hall. They were happy to have us. We easily got a food permit from the town of Easton to serve pizza from Bill's House of Pizza, who donated all of that pizza. The committee chipped in to bring water and coffee and homemade desserts. We did a good job publicizing it, and we had a nice group of people come out, maybe 15. But the presence by the committee was fantastic. The music by Dave Spagone really made the night. ECAT did an awesome job covering it. And each person who spoke did a great job. It was really nice to see Senator Walter Timmelty there. It's very disappointing not to see one select board member there. But Dave did a great job of overviewing the different events that we're going to have in 2025. I wish I had brought the posters in from my car, but most of you saw them, and they were really beautiful, all on easels. Diane collected quite a number of names on clipboards for different people signing up for different areas that they're interested in. So we had one for picnic and one for all the different events. We had one just straight up for newsletter. Do you just want to, you know, stay informed? And Diane has done a great job of collating those lists. And we're also doing them on Excel spreadsheets so that if we need to send out an email just to the fireworks people, we can just use the distribution list off that spreadsheet. If we want to reach everybody, we can use the newsletter spreadsheet. So again, it was a great event. It was just the right amount of time, in my opinion. It was 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
Right, and not a whole some nice time for people to kind of flow about the committee to actually speak one-on-one with people, and then to hear something from Dave. Ken spoke. It was a very nice night, and then when that was over, it really wrapped up with Dave doing some tunes, and I think people really had a good time.
You were singing?
Yeah. And playing. So at the event, Amanda and Anne-Marie actually came up to me and said, this was awesome, but we didn't really hear about it, like on Facebook or here there was in the town crier, and we definitely had some people come out. But the idea was that we wanted to make a motion tonight to propose that we do one on the second Wednesday of December, which is December 13th. Steve Shaw, the commander of the VFW, was in attendance, along with Al Provost. And Steve offered the VFW for that Wednesday night if we would like to have the open house there. So that is just the motion that I wanted to make tonight, which is to hold another open house. Pretty similar. I don't think we have to change anything. Maybe more promotion. Maybe see if we could get the food donated by someone else. And any other suggestions and ideas that...
Yeah, Roz had her hand up, the assistant secretary.
One thing, you would like to have it in December when it's holiday time, and I think that you'll find that people are more focused on holiday time than attending the open house. Maybe if you had it in January, it would be a better time to have it.
It is a good suggestion. I do think that a Wednesday night is not a huge competition and that people really are used to going out because of the holidays. So I think it's just kind of a 50-50, what do other people think?
Does it need to be on Wednesday?
I think it's really difficult to get people out in January. I think people are like to stay home. I think people are already out in December. But as long as we don't do it on, say, like a Friday, Saturday night, I think we probably, or even Thursday probably isn't a good night, but, you know, a Monday or a Tuesday or a Sunday afternoon.
Well, I just have problems with Wednesday night, second and fourth Wednesdays of the month because I got Lions meetings, so that's just a problem on my end.
But, okay.
No sense of priorities.
We're not going to
existing commitment.
We're not going to come up with a date that everybody agrees with. I thought that the first open house was a great start. Ken, you did a terrific job of speaking. And I feel that we should do a second one, and we should try to make a strong attempt to get more people to come and to attend. I think there's a need for a second one. I don't think it matters to me. Of course, we're not on the holidays, but we want to do it on the night that we think the facility might be available and that we can come together as a committee. Any other discussion on this in terms of having, I think we all agree with the second open house. We're just trying to decide what would be the best time.
I like the idea of having it down like at the VFW, I think kind of varying the location, again, getting different parts of the town.
Yes.
Do we have a sense for the folks who showed up, how they found out about it?
Me.
Personal contact, you will be attending the
if you've ever received a text from me, so, then yes.
So I'm just curious.
Having talked to the people when they left and thanking them for coming, there wasn't... a lot of people there, but the people who were there enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It opened up some doors in terms of what the celebration is all about.
ECAT did a great piece on it, too, if you haven't had a chance to check it out. It was on the... They do an Eastern News every week. It's like 20, 30 minutes, really short. And they did an awesome job. In fact, our cameraman... Tonight was our cameraman that night, and he took a lot of footage and brought it down to like a 3 or 4 minute clip that they showed during the news. And it was like all the highlight stuff. So maybe getting that particular clip and getting that out on our Facebook page or on our website, or have ECAT run that in with a thing on the bottom that says next open house. December, whatever.
I'd like to ask Diane and Amanda how you feel about attending that.
Amanda's going to help me run it.
I'm not around that day. I'm traveling home from a
Well, it
work
sounds
travel,
like we might be having it a different day.
Yeah,
so
if it's another day, I'll be there. I'm happy to help you with whatever you need. I think if we can create a flyer kind of like you did, like these are great. I think if we can create a flyer and blast it out on Easton Moms and Easton
right.
Stories, all those Facebook groups that a lot of people are involved in town. I think I did watch for them throughout the week ahead, and I didn't see anything. As soon as I saw your email come out that of the date and the time, I put it on my calendar, and I kind of watched for it, and I didn't see anything. So I just think if we can get it out on some of those social media platforms that have that 10,000 people in them, I think we can get some really good attendance on that.
So, I have a question.
is the marketing. Yeah. I've gotten an Easton law.
And you can't.
So I'm, yeah, unfortunately.
So let me know.
So I guess that's my thing. So I post, yeah. What I have done, and I did this week, was I posted the logo contest again to the Everything
Easton. Everything Easton. I saw it. Yeah.
Okay,
I
saw so that, yeah. That channel's yeah. there. The mm-hmm. Instagram, I'll reshare the story. That actually has picked up some followers. I need to get a little more active, just posting pictures around town that would like, grow the feed, so to speak. But if there's groups like that on Facebook, I think that maybe I can do a better job of communicating. Can someone just post this anywhere?
Because yeah, I also believe
Courtney is an admin mm-hmm. on the Easton Moms page.
Right, that's yes, huge. That's
so I think if...
Folks, we're going to move the agenda along.
So can we get a date for that?
I think we'll look for motion on the date.
Can I ask a question first, though, but yes. Just on this issue of the open house? What about the idea of asking somebody like the Easton Chamber of Commerce to host an open house so they kind of get focused on their members, getting the word out to the business mm-hmm. community? And not exclusively to them, but...
So, interesting that you bring that up.
And it sort of ties into what Ken's doing, so I would defer to Ken on that, but sometime in 24.
Yeah, I don't think that December will be our last one. I also think that our focus right now is to just let the community even know that this is coming. And I do see other open houses down the road that are maybe have a different focus, like... getting volunteers to actually sign up that we know we need them at 2:00. Like, it's hard to get people to sign up to volunteer for things that we don't even have a time for. So I think that every 2 months it would be nice to do some kind of community event, whether it be an open house or we visit with the chamber or we collaborate with the chamber or we collaborate with another group who's doing something. And so there's that piece. But also, the Eastern Shoveltown Cultural District has reached out to us, and we are their guest this week. So Thursday, they have their committee meeting, and they have asked us to come and speak at it. So I think that's going to be a really good connection for us. And if anybody else can think of any other connections
can
like
we
that.
Can we back up for just a moment, please? First thing we need to do is decide. I mean, I don't disagree. We should have open houses. We should build as much buzz as we can possibly do. Mm-hmm. And we should go on and definitely make it. I think keep them simple now. Make them a little more elaborate once you get into 2024. So we really need to talk about, if we're going to have an open house in December, A, are we going to have it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday? B, where are we going to have it? And C, how are we going to publicize it? So I think the first thing we should figure out is, are we going to have that open house and decide on a date? Now, you can't make an open house on a Wednesday. So maybe if we...
Whatever date works best for everybody, though.
Well, I'm suggesting...
You are the community relations chair.
That's why I was asking, what does it mean to
do? Stop being so self-sacrificing. We don't want any more.
Great, finish, Ken.
So what I was saying was, let's pick a day, yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday. Then... as Michelle said, Steve Shaw did volunteer to DFW. If we decide on a Tuesday, and let's just say it's December 12th, we can contact Steve and say, hey, Steve, can we use it on the 12th? I'm pretty sure he'll say yeah. So I think we should make, you know, decide, make those decisions, and then the third decision would be, how do we publicize it? Let's get it out there on Facebook. Let's get it on Instagram. Let's get it on the website, town crier, et cetera, et cetera. So
why don't we just select the day? It sounds like Tuesday might be better. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday the 12th?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I will contact Steve Shaw.
You're okay, great.
And I will...
And the BFW seems to be the place.
Yeah,
I'll contact
Steve Shaw.
And then I will make a flyer similar to the one that we had last time, the yellow, black with the clock on it, and we'll update the information with who, you know, the proper updates. And then that will be the flyer that gets disseminated, however it does.
So that would be an electronic form that could be put out on Facebook.
So that was gonna, that's where I was going to go with that. So this getting to a hard copy, there's obviously a cost with that.
Yeah.
No, I can print them.
Okay.
So I think that if we, electronic communication is great. We can get it in the town crier. We can get it on Instagram. We can post it to the various various groups on Facebook. I also think there wouldn't be, it wouldn't be the worst idea, and I'm going away tomorrow, but if we can get these things, if someone's around, to maybe get something up to the library, the town hall, and just buildings that, you know, the historical society, just...
Yep, the grocery stores,
right.
Yep.
So, but we'll talk about the local contest in a minute, but like, that'll be, so that should be like kind of the game plan moving forward. So open house, confirm the details, and then you send me the flyer and we'll get it out. I think the hard copy is that I think we have to remember not everyone's on the old intranet there. So
The remaining question that we did not discuss is food. Does anybody have any particular contacts that they would like me to reach out to as far as food donation? Because we do want to make sure that people like that get credited on that flyer.
I think the VFW has food.
Yeah, I'll talk to Steve about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
Steve,
I mean, it's
okay.
If it's okay with the committee, why don't... Michelle and I talk about the details and call upon you people for advice, and we can move on the agenda.
Okay.
I wore my tie at the last open house, but Chris wasn't there to take the photo. So, only kidding. But anyways, I thought that Ken's suggestion was a good one, right on target, and I thank you, Mike, for your input as well. Why don't we move on to the next item? I don't think we need a motion. I think we all agree on the day, and we don't have to make a motion for everything. Let's move on the agenda. We come to facilities. I think that Michelle and I have been meeting with a number of groups in between our meetings to try to get them on board. I know that between meeting with the superintendent of schools, she's absolutely terrific. She's on board with the celebration, is willing to get as many students as possible involved and teachers. And we're talking about the school facilities in terms of the first day celebration. And we're going to hear from Amanda later on the agenda. I did want to express my appreciation to all you folks. It's nice to know that you folks remember the family. This is something I'll just pass around to share with you. It has nothing to do with the agenda, but it's my daughter, so you get to see who she is. Any questions or concerns you'd like to make regarding facilities? Michelle, you have anything?
No.
No. Go ahead, Mike.
Local contest.
What?
I'll get Diane next.
You have a facilities comment? Okay.
So, questions on facilities up there. So when you're talking about the facilities, one of the things that...
You got a new... No.
All right, so at SheetCut during the NRT fair, one of the things that people were asking about, I think I said this when we did the show, the fireworks, and it's on here, our signature events, that was the... One thing everyone was asking about was where. So, are there no updates on the facilities or the locations?
There are not. That is a goal for January 1st, 2024.
Okay.
You know, it would be nice to wrap up over the next 2 months where these things will take place. I think it is important to people. People have asked me that as well. I think it's exciting, but I also think there is a sense of what you brought up earlier about including this whole town, and not everything takes place on Main Street.
I think some people were concerned that they were going to be in their backyard. Was some of the concern?
Okay. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But other people were just like, then never seen them in town, so logistically, where would that be? And I was like, that you should be on the logistics committee and come on down.
Yes, yes. Great answer, Mike.
So we're waiting for a response back from Governor Ames' estate.
Okay.
And there's a couple of others that we're considering.
Just Peter Murrow.
And, of course, the fire chief, Alexander, as you know, is co-chairing the fireworks. So we don't have those answers tonight.
Although we do have the answers to first day is
center town.
Is going to be at the school complex.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know.
The
April event is somewhat going to be, that's a four-day event, so some of it will take place at the school complex. Langwater has offered to do one of those days, so we just need to, you know, button that up. Working on the fireworks and town picnic, they will, you know, the goal is that they will be in the same location, though.
Okay.
The parade is definitely down Center Street, and it is, the block party is definitely downtown. The bonfire right now, Dave and I had a meeting with Connor Reed, and right now I'm kind of thinking about Keach Park, which is over on the other, in another area of town. It's Chestnut Street?
Yeah, it is Chestnut.
Okay, yeah. So that, and then we know where the anniversary gala ball will be.
Stonehill College.
Yeah.
Okay, moving along, committee reports. Let's go to Diane, our secretary. Diane, do you have any comments?
Yeah. Awesome. Nothing new.
Let's go to our treasurer, Jeanette.
Okay, so I do have some information about P.O. boxes. There are three sizes available, 3 by 5.5, 5 by 5.5, and 5.5 by 11. I don't know what everyone feels like. Maybe the small size would be the right one. The smallest size is $230 for 12 months, the medium size is $294 for 12 months, and the big one is $460 for 12 months.
Which box holds checks?
The small one will hold checks.
So,
I don't think anyone's going to get any big boxes in the P.O. box, although I have the pup tent in my car right now. It was delivered to Town Hall, and I was going to talk to DPW about putting it in there. I need to open it and make sure we get everything that we're supposed to get. But it was a little bigger than I thought when I got to Town Hall. I got everything in the car, but there wasn't any room for me to drive, so I had to readjust.
I can store it if you want to. Yeah. I'd like to make a motion that we get the smallest P.O. box for...
So how it works is, because we're not actually our own entity, say Dave rents the box and then he also says we can accept mail, pay, you know, addressed to the Easton Tricentennial Committee. That's how it works.
Okay.
So the box is not rented in the name of the Easton Tricentennial. It's going to be rented by a person who then says we also want to accept mail payable to the Easton Tricentennial Committee.
So do you think that this is something that someone like you or Dave should do and get reimbursed by this committee?
I think that's probably the easiest way to do it.
All right, then I will make a motion that we have you or Dave rent the smallest one through the last day of 2025.
Well, we can only do 1 year at a time.
Okay.
That would be P.O. Box 300.
I don't know. I didn't talk to them about one.
That'd be terrific.
It's got to be.
It would be.
We have a second to... Michelle's motion.
Second.
We have a second by Dale. Any discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Those not raising their hands, nobody. It's unanimous then. I think every celebration committee has a P.O. box. That's...
I do have another item. I have the invoice from for the cards, the logo contest, whatever. Last month, we voted 8 posters at $35 each. The actual cost turned out to be $43.75 each. So we voted $280, but the actual price was $350. For the rack cards, we voted for $150. It actually was $250. And also, there were 5 easel signs that I don't think we voted. I couldn't find it in the minutes. That was $150, so I think we should... revote.
Okay.
So the total for those 8 easel signs at the various things going on, 5 easel signs about the logo contest, and 500 rack cards, the total was $750.
I'll make a motion that we pay that the $750, or I'll just call it advertising and marketing.
Second.
Motion by Ken Michael, second by Michelle McGee. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. That was a quick one. Anything else, Jeanette?
Nope, that's all I have.
So I have a treasurer's question. The next step in the event committee process is going to be to meet with event coordinators. How and when and how much of a budget are we going to be giving them?
Well, we've already decided that the events were $25,000. And some of them aren't going to cost $25,000, but there are other things that are going to be added to the events. For example, it's not just a bonfire, but there's going to be a concert from 7 to 9 with the fireworks going off at 9 p.m.
That's not with the bonfire.
I said bonfire, but that was a mistake. Fireworks.
I think when we kind of put together that sort of estimated budget, it was to give each coordinator, say, here's what we think the budget should be, and then we can have a discussion about whether that's appropriate. It's not enough. It's not even close to being right. I mean, I don't know. You would certainly going to have a better idea of what events you're going to be planning for first day and what they're going to cost. So if we tell you we've allotted $25,000 for you, and then you can say, that's plenty, that's not enough. I think that's probably the first step that we need to take.
Right, so that's my question is, this committee should probably take a vote on what the event budget is going to be. So if we are asking for signature event sponsorships at $25,000, is that our budget and we should vote on that, if that is the case? Or, because I imagine being the event chair, I'm going to go to them and I'm going to say you have $6,000, $1 million to work with. See what you can do with that. And that they're going to come back to me and say, you know, we were able to do these 18 things with that amount of money, or we can only do two. So I just need an idea of where we're going to ask them to be, and then we're going to have to figure out where some are going to have to. Some are going to be more. If we're doing fireworks and a concert, that is going to blow that budget away. So when are we going to do that?
So you are asking me to redo the budget?
I don't know that that's up to you. I don't know.
I mean, we don't. I don't know if I have any copies here.
I just...
My suggestion is that Michelle and I meet with the treasurer and take another look at what we're suggesting.
Okay.
I feel the same way about freebies, giving stuff away at all the events.
So
I think we want to pay for the event first.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can take $25,000 and spend the whole thing doing stuff. We don't want to give the celebration away. There may be separate donors out there that would like to do that extra thing.
Well, that was the concept in the fundraising, was that was a different sponsorship level. So
anybody else got any questions or concerns?
So what is the budget?
Are you looking for a motion?
$259,000 including everything, but I don't think we can have a blanket statement that everything's going to be $25,000, because we had allotted $20,000 for the first day celebration, $12,000 for the art festival. But $36,000 for the gala.
Yeah.
I think the gala's going to be a lot more than that.
Well, by the way, I have some figures on the gala from another organization that I was involved with that just came across them, so I can pull them up and get it to you, Jeanette.
Okay.
But I was about to say that in when that was passed out, the estimated budget,
yeah,
I looked at it and I simply said we need to put a cushion in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about raising at least $300,000 for Mayor Overcoat. So the $259,000, I put basically a contingency allowance in there for about, I think I put in $60,000 just on my own, and then figured in maybe another six, because $325,000 or better is probably where we should be shooting. Those are estimated base costs, and I think that's good, but if we have that contingency allowance in there, we should be looking at a budget of about
$325,000.
And that will help, because that contingency allowance can be divided amongst or allocated amongst any one of the activities that need it.
So I wasn't looking for a motion or anything. I was kind of looking just to get that out on the table so that when, you know, 2024 comes and we have all the event coordinators in place, we can give them a ballpark figure of how much can you do for the town with this amount of money with your event. Some events are going to be challenging probably. Some are going to be really easy to spend the money. So just throwing that out there for something that we should probably get done before 2024 begins.
Any other suggestions that board members have that both Michelle and Jeanette and I can discuss when we get together? We're not going to bother you, Jeanette, during the busy time, but let us know when you're free. We'll come by.
The first 3 weeks of the month in my busy time.
All right, we'll talk about an appropriate time.
Okay.
Ken had a good suggestion. Anybody else? Okay, let's move on to subcommittee reports. Dale, I'm going to start with you. I'm going alphabetically.
Yeah, I really don't, frankly, have much to report. Again, I've been underwater with things. But Ken Wood did check in and said he'd like to do the Halloween parade festival for the Halloween parade for the tricentennial, which he'll take care of running, but he wants to tie it into the tricentennial activity. So I guess they're having their parade for this year, this coming weekend.
Yeah,
he's on board.
What about having our pop-up tent are they starting at Frothingham as they usually do and passing out these cards and logos? And
sure, yeah, let me just see what he said about
that. Okay, that'd be great. I would have loved to have had a banner made and marched in the parade, but just wasn't enough time.
Yeah, so it's this Sunday.
I know I can, but I'll try my printer out of mine.
Okay, Dale, anything else you want to say?
This Sunday. Yeah. And he said to say hello to you, by the way, and that's it.
What's the time for that?
Make sure you get that in the minutes, Diane.
We have it somewhere, Amanda.
Hello.
Someone said hello to me.
Yes, Ken Wood.
Two other people walked by me.
I need to get into the minutes there, yes.
Okay, we'll go to the next report under subcommittee. That you, Ken, Michael. Business, relations, and historical significance.
Yep, well, I met with Dave and Michelle, and unfortunately Courtney was going to meet with us, but some work intervened. And at that meeting, we discussed what efforts we could make between now and 12/31 in terms of reaching out on a fundraising basis and then contacting business. And because I think the business committee activities have to be tied into the fundraising activities, whether that's making an introduction or it's a coordination at the same time, I think it has to be done. And I still have to sit down with Courtney when we can get together and talk about that. We decided that we would contact four of the banks prior to 12/31. Michelle told me the other day she'd spoken to Northeastern Savings Bank, and they indicated that they would meet with us, but they were going to get back with a date, a time, and so forth. So we're still waiting on that. I'm going to talk to somebody from Bank of Eastern. I don't know anybody there. Peter first.
No, Peter doesn't write the
check. Besides that, he's in Tosnick, so it doesn't matter. Only kidding. So we decided that we would do that going forward because it would do two things. One, it would introduce the banks to the extent they are not aware of the 300th and the committee, and also, in effect, introduce the concept of having them contribute a certain amount of money to the efforts. In order to have a full-fledged campaign starting on January 1, which is what I'd like to do, we're going to need the materials to do that. Now, some of the materials we already have, but we do need a handout which was discussed at the last meeting. There's been some comments. I've reviewed it, but unfortunately, I think Courtney needs to be involved in the finalization of that. And I'm going to reach out to her. I was going to speak with her tonight if she were here, but I'll reach out to her and see if I can.
She sent. Are you talking about the flyer for the fundraising?
Yeah, I didn't. She sent out a flyer on around the 13th or something like that, which we have some comments on.
And there were some comments made by Michelle, and then I had some which I've not yet conveyed to her. So,
did you get her email before the meeting? So she's working. She's taking those in.
I did not see that.
So she's working.
Did I see it?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, she sent an email just before the meeting saying that she wasn't going to make it and.
No, I didn't see it.
She's incorporated a graphic designer to take the comments.
Oh right, right.
So
she's
in the works.
But she hasn't got mine yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
she mentions that in the email, though.
So I did not see the email. So in any event, I will coordinate with her. I'm looking forward to starting outside of the four banks I just discussed, a full-fledged campaign, reaching out to all of the businesses in the community throughout 2024 in January. So I'm hoping that we've got the materials to do that, if that's the case. I'll start pounding the pavement right after January 1. That's all I have to say.
You mentioned four banks.
I did. I didn't name anybody. Except for Bank of Easton and Northeastern Savings Bank.
That's true.
The other one that I was tasked with contacting was South Shore Bank.
South Shore Bank was another one. Okay. And I was going to talk to Eastern Bank as well.
And of course, a little history behind it.
Oh, and
Howard One. We've already made contact. With a few of the banks, we felt that we should start with them first. Coordination. Hupkin is chair of fundraising sponsorships. We want her to do her job. She has the expertise. But in my conversation with Courtney, was that let's take advantage of a team to make personal visitations. I found out when I was doing fundraising that the personal contact worked better than a phone call or communicating by emails. I've already had a discussion a long time ago before Courtney got involved. And I want to work together with her. I want her to do her thing. But Michelle, Ken, and I, and of course we invite the treasurer as well, to make some visitations with the local banks. I would like to see us get some donations now before we get to the end of the year. Come January 1st, we're going to be reaching out even further. And Courtney's had the experience and has been a success story when it comes to fundraising. Let's take advantage of her expertise. We're not taking her job away. What we're doing is giving her some added support. Some of us have the time to go make the visitation. And I wanted to mention that. Of course, the next item on the agenda is fundraising, and I'm going to save a couple of things for that. But Ken, anything else you want to say in your report?
No, that's it.
Okay, the next item on the agenda under subcommittee reports would be fundraising. And there's two sides of the fundraising. One is the fundraising that needs to be done to raise money other ways. That's not the role that Courtney's playing. She's in charge of the sponsorship fundraising. She seems to know that there are people out there that she's had contact with. They can get those big monies that we need for some of those big events. My personal feel as the chair, as an individual, it may not be what everybody else feels like doing. I think we got enough material to start fundraising as soon as possible. And I agree with Ken that maybe we should wait for most of it January 1st, but there are some that are willing to donate. The people I've been in touch with, they want to donate. It's just a question of how much. Do they want to do an entire event? Or do they want to do a partial sponsorship? I hate to say this. I did the fundraising in the past in another town without a brochure.
You can do that, Dave.
Yeah.
There's no problem with doing that.
And I didn't
we're
only.
Not gonna,
yeah.
We're not going to be talking, for example, we wouldn't be talking to Northeastern Savings Bank
if they called up and said, come in on Friday, we're not going to have a brochure talking. So that can be done. I'm not saying that it cannot be done. And the other side of that is, anytime you're talking to somebody and you ask them, and I agree it should always be personal, whenever possible, they can make a commitment. They don't have to write you a check at that point. So if you know that John Smith is going to write you a check, he says, I'll write you a check for $10,000. You take him at his word. Okay, we get $10,000. You send him a confirming note thanking him, and you go on to the next part. So you don't really have to worry about having the materials. What I'm talking about, when I said we have the materials, you hit the deck running in January, I'm talking about the materials that explain what's going on. I'm talking about some of the things we already have and the rest of it. But if we're going to make a concerted effort starting in January going forward, outside of what we've already talked about in terms of reaching out,
you need it.
To the banks, you need
not
it.
Not only that, but the sponsors are going to ask that key question, what do we get?
Right.
That's right.
You want to make sure that you're correct about that and consistent. So it really does need to be written down at least somewhere. Otherwise, we're telling one bank one thing and some other sponsor a different thing.
You're not going to tell them different things. You know, you write it down. You write your own script, so to speak, before you go in the door. So when you're talking to various parties, you're going to be talking this, you're using the same words, the same language, mm-hmm. and the same commitments on our side every time.
Right.
ASAP is... that I have in the back of my mind, but I want to do it when we got the right information. And
well, we said we were going to do it right now.
Yeah.
For four out of, I think we had, six or eight banks that we listed between now and the end of the year.
Yeah. And I mentioned that to Courtney. And she's okay with that. She says the sooner the better. Mm-hmm. She was waiting on us to make changes, last-minute changes. When I first saw the first draft, I thought we were giving too much back to the sponsors. They want to make sure that they get recognition. Yes, whether it be pole banners or maybe on a screen later on, a billboard, that kind of stuff is good for them. Maybe introduce them, put them on a poster. That kind of stuff I think is important to them. And... do we all agree? Anybody disagree with what Ken said, what Michelle said, what I said, that let's try to start right off the bat with a team going to the banks, and we'll try to finish up that document that we want to have available, just so that we can tell sponsors what do they get for $15,000, $25,000, $10,000.
Essentially, naming rights.
Right.
Naming
and
maybe
banners in the parade, you know, whatever. Dale, you're smiling. You have
no, I'm yawning, actually. I was 4 hours of sleep last night. Yeah. Sorry.
He's grimacing, Dave. That's what passes his
I thought you might be tired, and I was worried that I might have been boring.
No, it was that town meeting last night.
That's possible.
I was there too, Dale, so you're not getting any
Well, I was on the 520 train this morning, so that was my problem on the morning end.
I thought about you at 520 this morning.
Okay, we're going to move on to our agenda.
Oh, no, we're not done yet.
Anybody else got anything to say about fundraising? Go ahead, Michelle.
I wanted to propose that we do a calendar fundraiser before the end of this year. My thought was that we would do a calendar for 2024, a calendar for 2025, and a calendar for 2026. So the thought for the 2024 calendar would be there's 6 months out of the year that we have signature events. Very simple calendar with a picture of those 6 months of the probable location of the event. Chris has been out taking photographs of that. The other 6 months, he had some clever ideas for some other photos that could be taken at the Shovel Museum at Stonehill and some other places. So the 2023 calendar would be like save the date. And then the 2025 calendar would showcase the actual year that we're going to have. And then the 2026 calendar would be photos from 2025. So that was one fundraiser. But I would also like to see fundraising on the agenda
you know, we need to have fundraisers. So, and that should be like a major thing that we're doing in 2024. So I'd like to see that come up on the agenda more often. And I think we should have some fundraising meetings where, you know, we do some cool things. We have some good ideas. We can do some traditional things like some road races. We can have a golf tournament. But I would like to see us do at least 4 major fundraisers in 2024. That's just additional money raised for all the things that we want to do. So,
Diane, your agenda.
I have a thought on the 2024 calendar. I would be afraid that people by 2024, they're going to want a 2025 and a 2026, and we're burning people out. Same people seem to buy things over and over and over. If we didn't do a complete 2024, could you do a 15-month, like October, November, December, 2024, running into 2025? Just have one calendar to get people excited rather than do two. And they would buy the one, and it could run concurrent with the school term.
There's possibilities that things could change.
Yeah, that's also the printer, making sure that the printer has all those, you know, everything too, that they can do that big of a calendar.
And you'd be able to sell the calendars in the year 2024. A lot of people will get them in advance.
Yeah.
And they could buy the same calendar in 2025.
They could. Well, I just have
any other comments? Go ahead.
We're
getting close to the end, but we've got 15 minutes.
What is the turnaround time on the calendar? So if you, like, let's say that was the be-all and all idea.
Yep.
And we had all the pictures all lined up. Could we actually get it
for 2024?
It's closing in. So this is something we've been talking about for a month or so.
Okay.
And Chris has been out taking the photographs. So
we have the pictures.
We're pretty close to that. So if that's something that we want to consider doing, we should vote on that tonight. 1,000 calendars is about $5 a piece, so.
Then I'm thinking, okay, so say we could get the calendars in our hands by middle of November, then we're running out of time to sell them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like kind of a holiday push, I would say.
So
I would say that we should, you know, make this be a stocking stuffer type.
The lighting of the rockery, pop tent, whatever.
Yep, festival of trees, sell them there, yep. Anything going on in the town, yeah.
I'm going to hold off on the discussion, and we're going to come back to that before we adjourn. But I wanted to give Amanda Hurley an opportunity. She's co-chairing the first day celebration, and she has to leave right now because she has something else going on. But you want to give us an update?
So Anne-Marie and I have met numerous times. We're working on getting our kind of little subcommittee together. We have a few volunteers. We, as all the subcommittees are looking for volunteers. We are decided on using the high school. So we were going to do downtown, as with most events, to spread out a bit. We're going to do the high school, and we had the choice of the high school versus Blanchains, and we decided on the high school as we want to use the auditorium. So we want to use the auditorium for kind of a, I don't want to call it a showcase, but kind of some town talent, if you will. We can utilize the show choir team and the, you know, some of the groups in town that really have great talent. We have a lot of good talent in town. Another thing we want to try to do is maybe get some of the, like, gyms involved. We have Booty Bag Braviant, and we have, I can't think of their name, but there's a couple of, there's that Open Doors downtown.
Yep.
There's another
Houston
bar.
Fitness. Yep.
Yep, there's a bunch of fitness studios thinking we can do quick, like, 15-minute showcase of this is what we do. Just to, again, try to get those businesses that aren't right downtown involved, get people in the door to kind of see what those are about. We want to do some kind of obstacle course for both kids and adults, kind of one of those big blow-up ones in the gym, and have that as something really fun. Some food trucks, a laser light show in the evening once it gets dark. Sunset's at 4:24 p.m. that night. I know, sorry.
No, that's great.
It is. Then we'll be out of there by 6.
That's right. Yep, it's going to be a long day.
Yep, exactly. So we have a lot of fun things kind of in the works. I wanted to just see, make the statement if you guys have any suggestions or thoughts, or if anything I've said you don't like, please tell me.
I think it's going to be really fun.
Anybody that's been to the NRT Harvest Fair many years in a row remembers way back the chili contest.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of bring something back similar.
Yep.
I think we want to do like a soup contest because soup is cold winter. Chili is very specific. I think we can get a lot more businesses involved if we did kind of a fun soup contest. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if we can get either maybe Piantadosi or White, somebody to do a big bread basket and give people, if you remember the beans, you put a bean in the bucket to ones that you liked, and we'll do some kind of prize. We're thinking also maybe some kind of scavenger hunt that during the day that have 300 things involved or Easton things, either hidden or, you know, riddles, things, some fun things like that. So sounds like a lot, but it's going to be a day. You know, it's, we're thinking maybe 1 to 6, 2 to 6 afternoon, give people time to cure their hangovers a bit from the night before, wake up, enjoy, low-key, but it'll be a lot of fun. So that's my
sounds spiel. My only suggestion would be to utilize any parts of the school, because when we did meet with Leisha, that was open to us.
Yeah.
She also put us in touch with David Twombly, who is the building, the complex building supervisor, so we should have a discussion about, you know, what, don't be afraid to use Blanche and the high school and kind of spread people out.
Yeah, I think splitting people up is too hectic. I think that as much as I would love to use Blanche because it's new and it's beautiful and give people exposure who don't, like, I don't have kids in school yet, so they're not, I'm not seeing the school, but I think it would be a little bit too much to send people, especially when it's cold. I know it's right there, but
especially I think if you had like an outdoor obstacle course in between two places, not necessarily Blanche.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. Because we haven't quite thought that far forward in terms of potentially utilizing both, but I know for sure to be able to use the auditorium, which Blanche does not have, it would be ideal to do majority at least at the high school.
Yep.
One thing that I am looking for, and I don't know who would be the one to find this for me, is maybe like schematics of that first floor. It doesn't have to be the whole first floor. My hope, if anybody saw online, the music festival did a really nice write-up. They took like an aerial shot of downtown and they put what's where, what was happening where this summer.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that online. Yeah, they did a really nice aerial
and
shot.
We spoke
of that.
To the
so
superintendent.
I would love to be able to do that.
About using the cafeteria.
Yep.
The gymnasium.
Yep.
And the auditorium.
Exactly. Yep. And that front hallway. Those are kind of going to be our main locations. If we have swag, Mike, I'm kind of looking at you on that one. If we're going to do any, I know, I'm sure you haven't thought, I don't know if we thought that far forward, but if we're doing shirts and hats and stuff, maybe doing a pop-up tent with a booth right at that front door, people can buy some stuff to support the rest of the year, maybe, you know, the calendars, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, again, a lot of things happening, but I think we have a lot of space, and I think we can use it wisely. But I do just want a schematics of the school so we can do a really nice big poster that can start being brought to any of those events, open houses,
etc. It's a nice bird's eye view.
Exactly.
And Amanda, we thank you. And also Anne-Marie.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a lot of good things about what you've done in the past. You both are good organizers, so... Thank you so much for stepping
up.
And please come to any of our meetings.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can bring us up to date.
You got it.
Before we go back to our final discussion, which is on the calendar, I want to thank our guests that came here tonight. You didn't get a chance to say anything or to speak, but I know you had smiles on your face when you were listening. But we appreciate you being here. We hope that you'll come back and participate in some
way. This is our second meeting.
Yes.
Second meeting, right.
Yes.
And I was at the last one.
And Karen actually has a role that's on the agenda tonight, and that's the Festival of Trees. So.
Right. Okay. Any other discussion on the calendar? Let's go back to the...
Do we want to do it?
I know Diane made a suggestion, and I threw in my two words. Do we have to do two or three different calendars? Can we... Can we do one? Do it the right way and have all the correct information and extend it into 2024.
Yeah, I mean, we can do one, two, three. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not that it's a right way or a wrong way. You need a calendar every year, so.
Anyone else? Not being a calendar purchaser myself. But is there enough time really to do effective marketing to sell it for people before the year starts? For those who do calendars, I would imagine they typically want to have it in place by January 1. So they start putting their dates and moving birthdays over and things like that. But so I just be a little concerned about the timing in terms of having something ready that could be completed and marketed and sold in time, you know, for an effective one for 2024.
I think that's a legitimate concern.
You also might want to have something that's more like an 18 or 15 month calendar.
Yeah, because, I like that idea.
That's right, because you're going to build momentum at that point. You know, you start talking to people about that right now and sending a calendar out, assuming you could even get one out into the marketplace right now. You know, you're talking, we may think there's not a lot of time to get things done for 2025, but people don't think that far ahead, generally speaking. They're looking at a calendar, okay, great, it's over here. They're not looking at it again. I do think that having, you know, 15, 18 month calendar, having it come out at a time you want to push towards 2025.
It gives us a chance to make changes.
I mean, someone could come up to us. To do anything anyone wants with regard to the format, the content, outside of the dates of the calendar. But I'm looking at it not so much as a, quote, calendar, but as a momentum builder from 24 into 25. It's just like the open houses. As you go forward, each time you do an open house, it's really an incremental benefit. And it's really a momentum builder that you're trying to get here. So that's why I would say if we're going to do a calendar, it should be something like that. Have plenty of time, I think Dale said, to do it right and to cover.
Maybe start it in June?
Well, June, that's what I'm saying. 18 months, 15 months. You know, I'm not a calendar guy in the sense of.
And Chris, those folders are perfect. We're going to use them, whether it's three calendars, two,
oh, yeah.
Or one. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do 6 months in 2024, you could do 6 months in 2026.
Anybody like to make a motion regarding the calendars? And
I'm not going to make the motion, but what I want to say is I think that people may not be as interested in June when school is out. How are you going to sell it? But if you do it in conjunction with the kids going back to school, there's incentive, and it could incorporate all the school holidays and whatnot. So, I'll make a motion. have a calendar in 2024, beginning in September through December of 2025.
I think we should get a little more information from printers on that.
If that's a viable option.
Right, I don't even know
some
if they
of them
do
may have
that,
like a
right.
preset format yeah. for it, right?
Well, if you go into any store and you could buy them.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, there is
the
thing.
They do
exist.
Yes,
yeah,
so
that's right.
That's my motion.
Okay.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
A second by Ken. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Just one?
Abstention? I'm going to abstain. I can't make a decision on that now.
Okay.
Are you in favor? Or?
I abstained.
Okay. Okay. Before the motion gets carried, we need to make sure that everybody understands who's voting, who's not voting. All those in favor? Say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Okay. The motion is carried by the majority.
Do we have a coordinator or chairperson, or how are you doing this one?
She was a co-coordinator, and Michelle is coordinator of the coordinators, is vice chair. Okay. Festival of Trees. That's the final thing on the agenda.
So we are
fast approaching November 30th when it comes to the logo contest. And yep. Have you received any?
I have not.
No.
Really?
However, I do think people are, I think it's going to be an end of the month.
So, and that yeah. was, yes.
Because I imagine working on something like this, why would you turn it in early? Yeah. You're going to be like, I'll do a little more. So I think we're, I'm not concerned.
So my only concern is this. I don't want to hear that there was not enough communication about it getting out to the community. So, in that spirit, any of the Easton Moms members, if you can please kindly post that to their...
If you have a flyer, I will.
Yep. If everybody could take one tonight, or 10, and just...
I have a digital. I'll email you a digital.
Okay.
Yeah. So that goes out through that channel. Yeah. It's in everything Easton.
I'll talk to Courtney about
it. So we can take what you...
So that's the... So
you don't know how many kids told us at the fire station thing. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, $300, so, and this is such a cool thing.
There is an age limit, though, right? So
yeah. Well, the problem with the schools, quite
well, honestly... They weren't little kids. They were
school. I mean, we didn't get an age limit, but they were, you know...
Middle school. And high school.
But we weren't told about age limit.
Yeah, so we're.
So the logo contest has gone out digitally. Things have changed a little from when we were kids and we came home with a folder packed with papers like that. They still do that.
Okay.
But they also send home all notices electronically. So we sent home through electronically this. I priced having these copies made in order to send one of these home with every student. It will be $750 for the printing. There are about 2,000 students.
Okay.
So,
did not the superintendents agree that they would print them?
They do not print them for us. No.
They won't print them.
No.
Can you write a hand up? Go ahead.
I just like to ask a couple of questions. One is, I did 500 or so of these already. I could do more. I didn't know we needed any more. If we need more. I can do more.
Okay, I can get you a total.
Thank you.
Secondly, where has the information about the logo contest been disseminated? In other words, who's gotten this information? How did they get it? Because I'm not sure how. I know there was meetings, it was discussed on the ECAT, etc. But did somebody coordinate with the schools to send out?
Yes.
This information? Okay.
It's gone home digitally.
So it went out to the schools digitally?
Every student in...
Yeah. Okay, so the kids... That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't quite sure when I was hearing that.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It hasn't gone home physically.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, it went to the schools disseminated the information to the kids, they got it in their trusty little...
Yes, it's also gone in the town crier every week for...
It's been in the town crier, I saw it in the town crier a while back, but I...
It took an eye, so it was also distributed. These were distributed at Sheep Pasture, so...
Yes, they were distributed at three or four places on the week.
Yeah.
It's also been posted on, and will be posted again on the town's Facebook page directly,
okay.
So I have to email that guy.
We also did an entire cable show on it.
Well, that's what I said, you've got a moment,
so
I know that,
So, I just want to make sure that, like, I'm not letting anyone down in terms of how it's getting communicated out there. So, what I will do between now and just over the next several days, I'm going to go to, like, the White Rose and ask them to put this on the front door.
Yes.
So, just kind of get down on guerrilla marketing.
Grocery store,
Yep, okay.
I think you'd be pleasantly surprised as you get close to the deadline date. I don't see anybody having any incentive to submit anything now.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've done a yeoman's work in getting the word out to everybody.
So that's the whole
thing. Like when you have an essay, no
like
offense, but
I saw
you at town meeting last night, and that argument was due to be 2 weeks ago. So.
Okay, folks, getting close to adjournment.
Yeah, 7:47. I'd like to make an motion to adjourn.
Mike, good. I just wanted to ask you, are we still on the same timetable?
So, I think November 30th, I think we need to hold that as the deadline because that seems to be what's going to get the ball rolling for all the promotional materials and all that. So, we need to, I think, go to the 30th.
Jeremy, good point. It says contest details, but it doesn't mention ages. So a little kid could.
So this was made the if you go to the website where there's actually the application to submit, all of that is spelled out. This is just a hodgepodge of what, you know, this is like, I think, our third variation of this.
It's a beautiful flyer.
I mean, we can revisit adding it. I mean, at this point, it's just, you know, I don't think we're going to get
hung up. Was it 12?
I think it was 12 and up. Was what it was.
I don't.
There weren't any, like, five-year-olds.
Really? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Because we have a lot of kids with parents that we met, and they were all excited.
It doesn't matter. You know, the ultimate decision is up to the committee.
They were like 12 years old-ish.
So could this be passed out through the schools, a physical flyer? I have two teenage, 14-year-old granddaughters, and they have not seen a thing because they're not paying attention, probably.
Well, if Ken is offering to make the copies, then, yeah, I can get it out to the schools. It just needs a certain blurb on it that the schools require. So we can
do that. Okay, folks, right now we're...
It's 7:49. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Well,
Karen wanted to say something.
Festival lights, is there anything important that needs approval tonight, or
we'll
just bring it up at the next meeting?
I met with Ken at the Historical Society and got some things for the tree, and then you all met and decided to have the tree be like a four and a half foot tree, so now I'm in the process of ordering the tree and figuring out how many ornaments and all that.
Whatever else you need, just cut.
Wonderful. Okay, I have a motion to adjourn. I'd like to thank Community Television for covering our meeting. We got a second by Dale. All those in favor? We are officially adjourned. Thank you all for being here.
So, Mike, if I look in the post that you did on, I think everybody.